This is All Things Psychic, a weekly podcast with two psychic mediums where we answer your questions and share our experiences about all things psychic. Send your questions to us at allthingspsychicpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram at allthingspsychicofficial.
Yay! Hey!
Hi! How are you? I love it when it comes together remotely.
I love that. Hi, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
So Angelina and I are recording in separate houses today. And so, yeah, it's always a treat when it works out.
Yeah. No technical issues today. Love it.
I know. Thank you, IT gal.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. A pretty exciting show. Angelina and I were just practicing something new. And, well, for a couple reasons. One, because we want to stay teachable and try something new. And we were inspired by a email that we received from one of our readers.
Yeah,
that has to do with, well, what we took from it really was using tarot to help heal trauma. And yeah, so Angelina, what do you have to say?
It's so exciting. I got this email. I opened it in real time and I was so moved. By Alexa, and I responded, and she gave us permission to read this, but it's really beautiful, and I'll just read it to you guys and you can form your own opinion. So
And she is from
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yes.
Okay. This is really exciting. Okay, so wait, the title was the best. It's called Thanks Queens. That's all. Okay. And it says, ladies, I'm listening to your Major Arcana episode for like the fourth time and wanted to express my gratitude. I randomly searched Spotify podcasts for Tarot, and your voices, your expressions of energy have granted me such peace. I was overwhelmed to learn Tarot, but when I listened to you two, women who clearly support and lift each other up, that anxiety falls away. I feel safe to explore my gifts in a way that harkens to the sweet secrecy of playing light as a feather for the first time at a sleepover. I'm frankly a little overwhelmed writing this. I didn't realize the extent to which you two have helped me awaken something I thought long lost. And then she shared a quote. She is in, I hope it's okay to say, well, yes, it is. She's in a women's trauma survivor book club. And she sent us a quote from that, and I won't read it. But then it closes with, thank you for helping me reconnect to the divine system of care, to the universe, and in general for endless good vibes y'all so brilliantly emanate. Sending light and love from New Orleans, Louisiana, your newest devotee.
Alexa. That is lovely.
It's so beautiful. I know. I started crying. I think I texted you and I was like, I'm crying. We got an email.
Yes. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Beautiful.
So thank you, Alexa. And I think, you know, we get to be a thread that supports and lifts up and holds space for so many women and men as well. And it's just lovely. It's just lovely to receive, you know, confirmation around that. So we both, Angelina and I both emailed her back. And then she wrote a final email to us.
Yeah.
That I thought was even more beautiful.
It's even more beautiful. It's a little personal. Maybe Well, we can just highlight it, right? So,
Yeah, go for it.
okay. So basically, we both responded to her with just, yeah, we're just so moved. And then she said that she took our responses to her healing group and read the entire conversation, the exchanges that took place. And she said that everyone collectively exhaled in emotional applause. And
Yeah.
she said that their postures changed, their eyes lit up. There was just a cathartic stream of tears. And it was just so beautiful. And I mean, I'm so moved by this because this is exactly what Julie and I set out to do, is to make this connection
Yes.
with people who, you
Want
know,
to be seen?
yeah.
Yeah.
It, well, and
And want to
there's
be
such a stigma.
heard?
I mean, yes, and we've learned so much from Alexa because, you know, there's been sort of a stigmatism around Tarot using it as a healing tool, and that's mainly what our conversation stemmed around, Julie. It's like, this is the most beautiful thing. She's using Tarot to heal herself,
Yeah.
and
And
she's
that's
looking.
exactly how we used it. And yeah, I and it had a profound effect on both of us.
It really did. Like, I am actually getting chills just talking about it.
Is your window open?
it's not. But
Please.
I always look up in the window. But Julie, like, let's tell about what we learned.
Okay, so I had an idea of so what does that look like if you're using Tarot to help heal past trauma or to, help get the compass pointed north? What I know is for a lot of people that when they're stuck and they don't have a sense of direction or an ability to think about how they want to move forward. It's often a past trauma that has them impaired or blocked. So I tried this out with Angelina and I and myself as well. And we kind of like swapped little tarot readings before this podcast. And so we pulled three cards. I pulled three cards for myself and I also pulled three cards for Angelina. And the first card is where you are blocked. The second card is how is that showing up in the present moment in your life? And the third card is like the advice card, or where is your support coming from, or what is it that you need to do? Or have shown to you that will unblock this. And I have to say, it's so funny. Like I can read myself pretty easily, and because often I'm sure I manipulate it to like, oh my gosh, like right.
I'm doing
Like,
great.
I'm doing so good. Like, oh my God, I might have just had like a little bit of stickiness in the spiritual area. And it's just like my first card was temperance, my second card was death, and the third card was, what was my third card, Angelina? What was it?
Oh my gosh. Wait a
It
minute.
was,
You were supposed to write it down.
no, I did. It was strength. It was strength. So
Oh.
what when I saw that, what I was shown is where I get stuck, where I have been stuck, is that I have one foot in the spiritual realm and one foot on the earthly plane. And if I do not receive support around that or give myself support around that, then I get stuck. And when I was a child, I did not receive support around that. I was only allowed to be on the earthly plane. And then the death card told me that the transformation and change that is necessary is that I have to basically put a death to, that old way of thinking, and that I'm absolutely allowed to be in both realms. And then the strength card told me that, the advice around it is that it's internal and inner strength is what is needed and necessary to do this work around that trauma. Yeah.
That's amazing.
So
So
that's what I got. And yeah, it was interesting. Angelina's was more about finances, which seemed to ring true for her as well. And yeah.
I want to comment that, so what Julie and I did is, like, she pulled three cards for me and she pulled three cards for herself, and then I did three for me and three for her, and we read each other just to kind of see if it really resonates. And it really does. And when I looked at my cards for myself, I'm not the best at reading myself, although I can do it. But it's like I look at the cards and I get, it's like, it's almost telepathic. I just take one look and I'm like, oh, it's okay, I know, don't tell me. But so yeah, mine, and it's very accurate for me. I have had trauma around money and, just like poverty, and then trying really, really hard to achieve, just surviving, and then being able to do it, and then to actually, like, be able to let go of that and live in gratitude, is,
Yeah, and then you had the cup, right? The cup
yeah, the cup.
overfloweth.
And
And
I know, see, it's even hard for me to talk about it right now, but it's like,
yeah.
I tend to be stubborn, and I think that creates a lot of my trauma, where I could have gone different directions, but the consequence was me just, suffering monetarily, but sticking totally true to my heart for the things I wanted that actually, didn't have to do with money, but it came, because I trusted it. See, Julie, it's so
I'm hearing it, but I'm giving you a lot of I'm giving you a lot of space around it, because it's not so, it's an interpretation. It is persuasion of what's happening for you today. And I mean, there's a lot of there's a lot of gray area around it. Although I think what it showed me doing this exercise, what it showed me was that there's nothing to be afraid of. And look at everything with your eyes wide open, because we tend to, look away from the truth because it seems overwhelming, or we're not going to know what to do about it, or, it's like, it takes a lot of courage to really pull three cards and say, what is coming up right now? And am I willing, if I want to have a higher vibration, if I want to, tap into the spiritual realm, am I willing to really look at this and do some of the practice around it?
Yeah, I mean, one thing I really like about today, Julie, just, trying something new, is Julie and I read each other a lot, and I am used to pulling cards for people, and for Julie, and vice versa. And to really, like, push yourself to do something different and pull cards for yourself, and then, Julie was prompting me through. She's like, okay, well, what do you think this card means, and this one, and this one? And when I got through it, it really made a lot of sense, but it was hard. But I like just doing something new. So, I guess what I'm saying is that I think everybody can try this method, the three card method for healing trauma, and you can read yourself. And if you don't have anyone to bounce it off of, I encourage you just to get a personal spiritual notebook and keep notes and just, write the date down like a diary. I do this all the time. I think I'm through my second one this year, but and then you pull the cards and you write down what they are and what you think they mean. And over a few weeks, you can go back and look at it and see where you are now. Because when you're asking for the information, you're inviting spiritual transformation, spiritual growth. And like you said, Julie, to transmute trauma, to try, if you're asking for it, it will come. It will come in the form of answer in tarot or through your guides. And it's kind of like when you make grocery lists and you find them in the bottom of your purse and you pull them out and you're like, oh, that was so last week. I don't need any of that. And you've moved on.
Yeah, I like that. I love that because when you write it down, you get clear examples of how pain has been transmuted to peace. And this isn't something that happens just one time. It's not something that happens like, oh, we don't reach a level and then stop doing this work with healing. And so it was today was just such a humble example of how that showed up for us because it was like, oh yeah, you know what? I'm still doing this work. Great. I'm still doing it. I still don't want to feel pain, and I still would love to turn pain into peace and show me what that looks like. And so this three card spread kind of gives that, it just opens up the door gently for that.
Absolutely. And
And I love that advice too about keeping the journal because it's true. You look back and it's like, you know, whether I mean, you can do it with like a manifestation box or, you know, all these things that you know, it's just another way to show
yeah,
progress.
definitely. You can keep tabs on yourself and also write down future things that you want to look into that maybe you're not brave enough to look at right now. And then when that moment comes, you can do it. But I think it's just so fabulous. And Julie and I were just talking about just tarot for healing in general. And I remember really struggling in my early 20s through some serious trauma in a relationship, and I depended on tarot 100%. Like I literally would get up in the morning and put cards out, and I'd keep them on me, and they were my beacon, and the answers I would get would calm me down. And yeah, I mean, I'm all for it. I would also go get readings, but I would also have my own deck and use my cards to help myself as well. So we both encourage that a lot.
Beautiful. Yeah, I did the same, you know, we often seek and go through, you know, all sorts of different modalities of, you know, trying to have a connection with something greater. And for me, you know, both Angelina and I were born and raised, you know, raised Catholic. And it felt like the church was just like a small box. And I wanted to think outside the box. And that's where tarot came through for me. It was like, oh, it really allowed me to start thinking for myself and supporting my own decision making. And that's where this spread, the, you know, what energy is blocked or what, you know, what past trauma is causing this block? How is it showing up in the present? And what advice and support, can I give myself around this? It's about accountability. You're taking accountability for your healing, and you will always be supported. Always be supported when you are taking accountability for your own healing. And then the big job is we get to turn around and we get to help others. What a gift. It's not even a job. I know Angelina, you and I have talked about this. It doesn't feel like work.
It's just
It doesn't feel like work to bolster up other people. And what was the quote? Alexa wrote a quote in that last email that she lives by, and it was something about like as we rise, we lift
Oh, in
others.
the book.
Or we lift as we rise. No, it was just in her last email to us.
Oh,
She
let me.
had a one line quote in there, and it was something about we lift
Oh,
as
here
we
it is.
rise.
My personal guiding principle has long been, as women, we need to lift as we climb.
As we climb,
And
okay.
then she says, well,
Wow.
hot damn if you ladies haven't done just that for me. Oh my God. That's just so sweet. Oh
It is so sweet. I want to be a part of their
I
group. I want to oh my gosh, I just want to we get so excited every email. And so I want to encourage that to our listeners. Continue to, write your questions into us. Because we're here to help bolster
Yeah,
that.
and we are all in this together, and this just hits home so much because here she is, Alexa is searching the internet, looking for some support because she has become comfortable with a modality on how she would like to heal herself. And it's just so beautiful that it's Tarot, and this is it's, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm so moved by this. It's like the information on spiritual healing is available to everyone. No one holds secrets, and I think it's
Yeah, that's right. I love we do not have
we
the
don't
corner market on this, and this is exactly why we try new things, and we can say, wow, you know what? I don't know about that, or I haven't tried that. Share what that's like, and we don't have the corner
Right, and
market on this. We don't have the answers.
no psychic should, I think it's okay to go get readings and get information, but the information is out there for everybody, and we hold it inside ourselves. We just need to access it and release it. And we shouldn't ever be at the mercy of someone else for a spiritual healing. You know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say? That's what we are so happy about with this podcast. We're just like you, still
Yes.
exploring,
I was going to say,
and
yep.
we're trying to figure it out as well. And all the information is out there, and anything we know, we are sharing with you.
Yeah, that's it. You know what, everyone, I just want to give our listeners a lot of credit, and us really for, I mean, we're of sound mind, and that means we have free will to, explore and to heal and use our discernment. Even if you get a reading and it doesn't resonate, use your discernment. We have three brains. We have the head and the heart and the gut. Check in with each of those brains and ask them, what is it that you're feeling? What is it that, what's coming up in each of those
Yes,
brains?
that's so good. I know.
Because when I look at a spread, My mind tells me one thing, but my gut says, will say something else, like the feelings part, and my heart feels the emotions of the colors. My mind sees the image. So, yeah. I mean, thank God we have
I
three
know.
brains.
No, yeah. And they're there to, protect us. We were talking about that earlier. Like, just live in your comfort zone. Don't do things that make you feel uncomfortable. If one of your brains is telling you no, then that's your answer.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Right? Intuition is like trusting your gut. I know that saying c just cannot be said enough.
I
Trust your
know it.
gut. It's telling you something for a reason. And it's a guiding principle. My mind is always going to want to, say, I don't know. It takes like the path of least resistance. And sometimes trusting my gut, that is the
Oh, I know.
hardest path.
I know it. Me too. I couldn't even read my own. I'm like, oh, because it's. Yeah, it's hard to look
Right?
at. But I do want to say, so I wanted to kind of close with this wonderful ending to Alexa's email. She said,
Okay.
sending good vibes your way and cosmic hugs as warm as fresh beignets.
Oh my
She
gosh.
just lovely. I just want to hug her. Oh,
Yes. Are you do you want to go to
yes,
New
I
Orleans?
want to go
Yeah.
there.
You want like a hug and a
Oh,
beignet. Yes.
my
Well, I'm sure she would be
goodness.
lovely and be so excited
Oh,
to
my
meet
gosh.
us.
We should go
Oh. All
there.
right.
Okay.
Yeah, when we go on our tour, oh my
Oh, I
gosh,
know. We're going
Angelina,
there.
that okay, we're going to New Orleans. I swear, we're gonna go wherever any
Yeah, I
reader
know. We'll
has
be
like
like, hi, we're here.
like, oh my gosh, John Paul in Seattle and Lydia in Boston. Yeah, we're gonna go. Joseph in Florida. We're just gonna go on a, like on an email tour. That's awesome. So please send in your emails, all things psychic at gmail.com.
And follow us on
And
Instagram, all things psychic official.
yes.
And
Yes.
yeah, that's it.
Yeah, we will answer. We're answering emails and they help us. They help us so much validate and confirm the work that we're doing. And we want to do more of it.
And we want to thank you,
So,
everyone. So we love
oh my
you.
gosh. Yeah. Yes. Yep. We need you. We couldn't
Yeah.
do this without you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All
So,
right.
all right. That's all for today.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.